music you want to hear. 95.1 Gem FM.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Jew's Gems on 95.1 Gem FM. All right, it's the last day of April. What can you say? The year is just flashing us. Blink and it's gone. Really? Have a quarter of the year gone? Now, you might have heard on our Facebook page or read it that we are bringing back the Secret Word competition, which starts tomorrow on May the 1st, and Roxy will be able to tell you all about that, or it'll start with her anyway. So today I want to talk about, there's three people I want to talk about today. One is Eleanor Roosevelt, then there's Bette Nesbitt Graham, whom you have probably never heard about, and Beethoven. Three different stories. Now, Eleanor Roosevelt, you have heard of, I'm sure. She was the wife of Franklin D. Roosevelt. She was the longest-serving First Lady of the United States from 1933 to 1945. Not only that, she was the First Lady of New York when Franklin D. Roosevelt was Governor of New York. She was the first chair of the United Nations Commission on Human Rights, and the first United States representative to the United Nations Commission on Human Rights, and first chair of the Presidential Commission on the Status of Women. So she was a political figure, a diplomat, and an activist. Now, I mention this because I want to tell you about just one thing, one of the things Eleanor Roosevelt did to change an industry. Eleanor Roosevelt once effectively banned every male journalist in the country from her press briefings just to ensure the women wouldn't lose their jobs. In the dark heart of the deep Great Depression, everyone was losing their livelihoods, but women were being shoved out the door even faster. There was actually a piece of legislation called the Economy Act of 1932 that basically told the government, if a husband and wife both work for us, fire the wife first. This mindset trickled down into every major newsroom in America. Women reporters were seen as a luxury the country could not afford, and editors were just waiting for an excuse to hand them their walking papers. But notice what happens when someone with real power decides to change the rules of the game. 2 days after her husband's inauguration in 1933, Eleanor Roosevelt did something that had never been done in the history of the United States. She held her own official press conference in the Red Room of the White House, and she had one non-negotiable rule: absolutely no men allowed. Think about the leverage that created. If a major newspaper like the New York Times or a wire service like the Associated Press wanted to know what the First Lady was thinking, if they wanted the scoop of the newest social programs or White House policy, they couldn't send their star male reporters. They had to send a woman. And if they didn't have a woman on staff, they were forced to hire one. This wasn't just a friendly chat, though, about recipes and curtains, though that's exactly what the male editors expected. Eleanor's close friend and mentor, a legendary journalist named Lorena Hickok, had warned her that these women needed hard news to survive. So Eleanor gave it to them. She broke stories about the end of Prohibition, discussed the plight of unemployed coal miners, and brought in foreign dignitaries to speak. She effectively turned these society reporters into political powerhouses who were now covering the national life of the country. Over the next 12 years, she held 348 of these conferences. She created what became known as the New Deal for Newswomen. Because of that one woman-only rule, dozens of reporters like Ruby Black and Bess Fuhrman didn't just keep their jobs, they became front page legends. They were no longer just writing for the women's section. They were interpreting the policy decisions that affected every citizen. What was the impact of that legacy? Eleanor proved that when the system is rigged to push people out, you can't just ask for a seat at the table. You build a new table and control who sits there. She used her position to force the industry to value women's perspectives, not because it was a nice thing to do, but because she made it a professional necessity. By the time her tenure was over, the role of the female journalist had become permanently elevated from a curiosity to a cornerstone of American media. It's a reminder that true leadership isn't just about speaking up. It's about opening doors that others are trying to lock. She didn't just save a few jobs. She ensured that when the history of the 20th century was written, women would be the ones holding the pens. She transformed the office of the First Lady into a platform for real change, proving that one single rule could rewrite the future of an entire profession. Now today, for music, I have some Frank Sinatra and some Michael Bublé. Now I've got Frank Sinatra on because I really like Michael Bublé, but his musical influences were Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Big Crosby, and you know, the others of that era. So I thought I would start with some Bing Crosby for you. Let's go.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. This affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well? I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats, repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool,
never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near. In spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Why not use your mentality? Step up, wake up to reality. Stop just before I begin, 'cause I've got you under my skin. Yes, I've got you under my skin.
Start spreading the news, I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you. New York, New York. Town blues are melting away.
it's up to you. New York, New York, New York.
Right, I have a couple of community notices here for you. Volunteer week's coming up. So join us at the Bowen Community Markets on Sunday the 24th of May and be part of the Volunteer Week celebrations. Volunteer organisations will be present at the markets to highlight the extraordinary work undertaken by local groups. If you have ever considered volunteering, this is the perfect place to explore your options. Speak with representatives, ask questions, and find out how you can make a difference. The expo will feature non-profit pop-up booths and interactive experiences, all designed to inspire action and foster a stronger, more connected community. So come along on Sunday, 24th of May, and who knows, you may just find a course that truly resonates with you. Now, the Bowen Community Centre is having an open day on the 12th of May, 2026, which would be this year. From 9:30 a.m. till 11:30 a.m. at 34 to 40 Gregory Street, Bowen, Queensland. Now, you should all know where that is by now, the Bowen Community Centre. Come see what we can do. Meet our friendly staff, guided tours of the centre, free tea, coffee and cake, and a lucky draw grocery hamper to be won. Everyone is welcome. Experience our warm, inclusive space and see why we're the heart of the Bowen community. Yes, that should be good. Right, my next story is about Bette Nesmith Graham. Now, she was the inventor, all you secretaries will know out there, of liquid paper. Now, in Dallas, the 1950s, she was a divorced single mother who got fired for making one mistake. Her son, who helped her fill bottles at the kitchen table, grew up to be a famous rock star. Now, Bette was a high school dropout, raising her son Michael alone. She worked as a secretary, but she was a terrible typist. One wrong keystroke in those days meant retyping entire pages. Carbon copies were ruined, supervisors were angry. She would often cry in the bathroom, terrified of losing her only paycheck. Then one day, she saw painters decorating a window. One slipped. A line went crooked. He didn't panic. He didn't scrape the whole thing clean. He just painted over it, and the mistake disappeared. She thought, why can't secretaries do that? That night, she grabbed a blender, mixed tempera paint with water, matched it to her office stationery, and poured it in a nail polish bottle. Next morning, she painted over a typo. Her boss never noticed, but every secretary in the building wanted one. So she mixed bottles at night. Her son and his friends filled them for a dollar an hour. She called it Mistake Out. By 1958, she had a patent, renamed it Liquid Paper. Orders poured in. She was still working as a secretary, living two lives, though. Then one distracted afternoon, she typed a letter at work and accidentally signed it with her own company name. She was fired immediately. For someone with no savings, this should have been devastating. Instead, it freed her. She went all in, built a factory, sold millions of bottles worldwide. Her second husband tried to steal the company, locked her out of her own offices, but she fought him in court and won. In 1971, she sold liquid paper to Gillette for $47.5 million. In 1971, that is a terrible lot of money. Now, let alone in 71. The secretary who feared losing her job became one of the wealthiest self-made women in America. Sadly, 6 months later, she died from a stroke. She was 56 years old. Her son, Mike Nesmith, inherited half her fortune. Now, anyone who was young in the 60s surely would have heard of Mike Nesmith. He was Mike Nesmith of the Monkees, one of the biggest pop stars of the 1960s. Liquid paper wasn't just white fluid in a bottle. It was permission to fix mistakes instead of being erased by them. So here's the question. If you lost your job tomorrow because of one error, Would it break you, or would it finally set you free? Bet Nesmith Graham, 1824 to 1980. On her tombstone it reads, "She painted over her mistakes and built an empire." Good for her. Right, I've got some more music for you. The Lady and the Tramp has got Frank Sinatra, but a bit of Ella Fitzgerald joining him in this one. So enjoy.
I've wined and dined on Mulligan's stew, and never wished for turkey, as I hitched and hiked and drifted to from Maine to Albuquerque. Alas, I missed the bullseye's fall, and what is twice as sad, I've never been to a party where they honored Noel Cat. Social circles move too fast for me. My whole Bohemia is the place to be.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. Loves the theater, but she never comes late.
I never bother with people I hate. That's why the lady is a tramp.
Doesn't dick dice games with barons and earls.
I won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls.
She won't dish the dirt with the rest of those girls. That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love the free, fresh wind in my hair.
Life without care.
I'm broke.
That's okay.
Hate California, it's cold and it's damp.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
I root for the Dodgers.
Hell, the bleachers are fine.
Still following shoes.
And she reads every line.
That's why the lady is a tramp. I like a prize fight.
If it isn't a fake.
I like the rowing on Central Park Lane.
She goes to the opera, but she doesn't stay awake.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
Likes the green.
What can I lose? I'm flat.
That's that.
I'm all alone when I lower my lamp.
That's why the lady, she's a tramp.
I get too hungry for dinner at 8.
She goes to the theater, but she doesn't get there late.
I never bother with people I hate.
That's why, that's why, that's why, that's why, that's why she is a tramp.
Final curtain, friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my. Sure you knew when I bit off more than I could chew, but through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my. Had my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, it was my way.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I will show you around. I love it, bet your bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago, Chicago, the town that Billy Sunday couldn't shut down. On State Street, that great street, I just want to say, they do things they don't do on Broadway. Have the time of their life.
I saw a man, he danced with his wife in Chicago, Chicago, my hometown. Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I'll show you around. I love it, bet your bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago, Chicago. The town that Billy Sunday could not shut down. On State Street, that great street, I just want to say, they do things that they never do on Broadway. Say, they have the time of their life. I saw a man and he danced with his wife in Chicago, 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 that's my hometown.
For once in my life, I've got someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once, unafraid, I can go where life leads me, and somehow I know I'll be strong. For once, I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew someone warm. Like you could make my dreams come true. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have someone I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I've got love, I can make it. For once in my life, I got someone who needs me. Mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I got love, I can make it. For once in my life, I got someone. For once in my life, I found someone. For once in my life, I got someone who needs me.
Right, another community notice here. Wow, win the ultimate music holiday. This looks amazing. GMFM sponsor Early Beach Music Festival of Music announces Party in Paradise package prize. Wow. This exclusive prize is valued at over $5,000 and includes 2 VIP festival passes, 5 nights in a Waterview Queen Room at Hart Hotel, 2 ocean rafting tours comprising scenic flights over Hart Reef plus Whitehaven Beach day trips, daily breakfast at the deck, and a seafood platter for 2 at Northerly's Beach Bar and Grill. Wow, who wouldn't want that? So to enter, simply go to the festival website and subscribe to the festival's digital newsletter before entries close at midnight on Sunday, May 17th. If you're already subscribed, just update your details in our new categories for phone numbers and postcodes and you'll go in the draw too. Lastly, if you've already bought tickets, you can still enter. And if you're lucky enough to win, those purchased tickets can be refunded or legitimately transferred. The winner will be contacted by festival organisers on Monday, May the 18th. Now that would be worth doing, wouldn't it? Right now I want to go to Beethoven. By the time of this story, Beethoven was already deaf. Now, Beethoven was standing in front of a theatre full of screaming, crying, and applauding people, and he had absolutely no idea they were there. It was May the 7th in 1824 in Vienna, and the air in the room was heavy with the kind of tension you only get when a living legend returns after years of isolation. This was the premiere of his Ninth Symphony, a piece of music that didn't just break the rules, it lit them on fire and threw them out the window. But while the audience was being hit by waves of sound that changed the course of Western history, the man who wrote it was trapped in a world of total, crushing silence. You have to understand the stakes here. By this point, Beethoven was completely deaf. He hadn't heard a bird chirp, a door slam, or a single note of music in years. He was an isolated, grumpy old man who spent his days scrawling notes on paper, hearing the entire orchestra only inside the theatre of his mind. Many in Vienna thought he was finished, or that his genius had burned out. But when he walked onto that stage, he brought with him a sound that the world wasn't ready for. A symphony that combined an orchestra with human voices for the first time ever. This was the Ode to Joy. It was massive, loud, and revolutionary. Beethoven was technically on stage conducting, but the musicians were actually following a different conductor, Michael Umloff. Because Beethoven was wildly out of sync with the music, he was buried in the score, his hands moving to a rhythm that was purely internal. When the final thunderous notes of the choir died down, the theatre incarnator exploded. People didn't just clap, they stood on their seats. They waved handkerchiefs and shouted until their throats were raw. However, Beethoven didn't stop. He was still several bars behind in his own head, frantically turning the pages of his score, unaware that the music had already ended. The silence he lived in was so total that he didn't even notice the physical vibrations of thousands of people stomping their feet. That's when Carolyn Unger, a young contralto, who had just finished singing her part, walked over to him. She gently took his arm and turned him around so he could finally face the crowd. That single moment is one of the most beautiful and heartbreaking scenes in the history of art. Beethoven didn't hear the roar, but he saw the tears on people's faces. He saw the five standing ovations, which was actually a huge deal because even the emperor was only supposed to get three. In that second, the bridge between his silent world and our world was finally rebuilt. He bowed deeply, showing a rare moment of raw, vulnerable gratitude. He had spent years in a prison of deafness, but he had just given the world its ultimate anthem of freedom. The Ninth Symphony proved that your circumstances don't define your output. Beethoven didn't need ears to understand the frequency of joy and sorrow. He felt them in his bones. He left that stage having proved that even when you lose, the very thing that makes you who you are, your purpose, can still find a way to scream so loud that the whole world hears it. 2 centuries later, we still play that music when we want to celebrate being alive. It's the sound of a man who refused to be silenced and reminds us that true genius doesn't need to hear the world to change it. So for you today, I have the Ode to Joy. It's only part of the Ninth Symphony, but the whole symphony is rather long. So we'll just put up with 4 minutes of the Ode to Joy from Beethoven.
Mm-hmm.
across the sea. It lingered there, touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind. Gone, but still the days, those lonely days go on and on. But guess who sighs his lullabies through nights that never end? My fickle friend, the summer wind. Friend, the summer wind. Ooh, that summer wind. Warm, warm summer wind. Mm, that summer wind. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Lama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide, starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, cheer, because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat those birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. So come fly with me, let's fly. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide, get starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear all the angels cheer because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say those words and we'll beat those birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's so perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly. Marimba rhythms start to play. Dance with me, make me sway. Like a lazy ocean hugs the shore. Hold me close, sway me more. Like a flower bending in the breeze. Bend with me, sway with ease. When you dance, you have a way with me. Stay with me, sway with me. The dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have that magic technique. When we sway, I go weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me. The dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have that magic technique. When we sway, I go weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now. When marimba rhythms start to play, dance with me, make me sway. Like a lazy ocean hugs the shore, hold me close, sway me more. Like a flower bending in the breeze, bend with me, sway with me. When we dance, you have a way with me, stay with me. Stay with me when marimbas start to play. Hold me close, make me sway. Like an ocean hugs the shore. Hold me close, sway me more. Like a flower bending in the breeze. Bend with me, sway with me. When we did, you have a way with me.
I love that one, Sway, Michael Bublé. Now, one more community notice here. Come and play Winter Bingo at Wangaratta Bowls Club. Friday mornings at 9:30, commencing Friday the 1st of May, which is tomorrow morning. So tomorrow morning at 9:30, you know where you want to be? Now, that's going to carry on through to the end of September. It includes bingo payouts, jackpots, raffles and lucky tickets, plus free morning tea. And it's the Wangaratta Bowls Club, 12 to 14 Maruna Street, Queens Beach, Bowen. If you want to phone up, it's 4785-1197. Okay, so I've had three different people who changed the world in their own way. Not because of what they set out to do, Well, okay, maybe Eleanor Roosevelt set out to change things. But that's only because she saw something after she got into office that needed to be addressed. And in doing so, certainly helped bring so much needed balance into the media. But they say necessity is the mother of invention, which was true for Bette Nesmith Graham. With her liquid paper, we still use it today. I think everybody will keep on using it. Not maybe for typing, because we have computers, but there are other things we use it for. Now, and for Beethoven, he was just following his genius. How can we know 2 centuries later that that piece of music was revolutionary at the time? We never think about it, do we? We only think about what's revolutionary now. It just goes to show that revolutionary doesn't stay that way. It becomes marginalised, it becomes used to it, and people follow on behind. Now, unexpected things can change the world, or at least our part of it. And I just think it's so interesting that the Ninth Symphony was seen as revolutionary, loud, and broke all the rules of the time. How much music do we come across nowadays to say that's broke all the rules? It's been going on for a long time. Okay, it's time for me to go now. My gem for today is a word, lagom, and it's Swedish, and it means, how much can you make into a word? One word means all this, the art of having just enough, not too little, not too much, just the right amount to feel whole. A quiet celebration of balance, where contentment lives not in excess, but in the perfect middle. See, one word covers a lot of things. So next week is also my gardening show, since it's the beginning of May. So we'll see you all back here on Thursday for Jude's Gems and Love Your Garden on 95.1 Gem FM. Have a safe week, and we'll move out with a bit more Michael Bublé. Take care.
Take all of me. Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I wanna lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye, they left me with eyes that cried. How can I get along without you? You took the part that once was my heart. So why not take all of me? Let's go, boys, let's go.
The voice of Bowen, 95.1 GEM FM.